representing District 1, Keith Burke.
Good to see everybody out here tonight. Glad there's a little bit of interest in our community and the way things are going. It's nice to see. Mr. Kelly covered a good bit of what I was going to mention to y'all, and that's fine. We have the same job. What one thing is what is your county commissioner? Now, he got into that a little bit. I know everybody thinks it's a road commissioner. And that's what they want to get on Facebook and tear us up about roads and all that. We do not do the roads. We do direct the engineering department on when we have funding to where we would like for them to put some of it. And that's about it as far as the roads go. We do the federal aid. Coldwater Road was federal aid project that James talked about. That's our last federal aid project. We actually didn't have enough money to finish it. When the 6 cent tax passed, it's going to 10 cents. When it passed, they pulled our federal aid money. So we basically traded money. We're going to get the first year or two, our money's going to be about the same, just a little bit more. But it's going to get better as the tax goes into full implementation, and we'll have a little more road tax. The good thing about this next money, all the road tax money that comes into the county from the gasoline tax is just that. It's gasoline tax. State keeps every penny of diesel fuel tax money that goes down there. It's not divided by the counties. The new tax is going to be, the diesel fuel will be divided as well. So it will be a little bit better. The gasoline tax is divided in half. State keeps half of it right off the top. Half of the gasoline tax is kept by the state. They got roads they got to fix too. The other half is divided in half. This is what James was getting to a while ago. Half of gasoline tax is divided in half. Half of that money, which is a quarter of it, is divided to counties equally. It's divided 67 ways, and we get some of that money. The other half is divided by population. And our 23,000 people we have in Bibb County, we don't get that money. So we basically get half of a half of the gas tax to come back to the county. Every penny of that money has a home. It has to go to a certain type of road or a certain dirt road, major collector, minor collectors, ditch work, culvert pipe work. It's all got a home. It's specified where it goes. It does not come into a pool, and the engineer gets to see where it goes. Sometimes that's a problem. He has to do things that's not the most pressing issue he's got. Your road may have huge holes in it, and he doesn't have money to work that road. He can go work that road. He's not going to get paid for working that road, which means he can't meet the payroll every other week. He has to do what he can get that he can trade back out and put in so he can meet payroll. It's not the ideal situation, but it's the situation we have. And that's just how it works. Commission is not over your roads. That's a fact. James has covered a bunch of these. Well, I've done some of it again. Like I said, the Coldwater was your last federal aid project. We're going to get, I think this first year, we're going to get somewhere between $500,000 and $600,000 out of the new road tax that went into effect. And to get that, we gave up $500,000 to $600,000 federal aid money. It's a wash. We also have sales tax that comes into the county. Sales tax also has a specific place to go. It does not come into the county and go into the general fund and get divvied out from there. It's got a home. When you pay it, you spend your dollar in Bibb County, that sales tax money has a home. Right now, until May the 1st, it's divided out. The hospital gets 95% of a cent. It gets 95% of 1 cent. Right now, the schools get 2 cents out of it. May the 1st, they're going to get 1.8 cents. Theirs goes down. The Commission General Fund, the general fund for your county, right now gets 0.7 cents. After May, we're going to get 0.9 cents. The other 0.2 cents that the school was getting, they traded off to get control of the bond issue. Of that general fund money, somewhere between half and two-thirds of it goes to law enforcement and to the jails. It goes to deal with the people that will not adhere to the rules of a civilized society. None of that money spent on most of us here. I don't see a whole lot of folks that probably spent a whole lot of time with the sheriff's department chasing them down or into jail. But that's where your money goes. Your general fund money goes basically thrown away. It goes to take care of them that will not do right. That's not exactly where I'd want to put it, but that's still where it goes. The 0.2 cents is coming in. Was part, I'm sure that everybody here has heard something, whether it was misinformation or correct, about the school tax and the way that happened. When the Board of Education came to the County Commission to get control of the school tax, of the 1 cent that was put in 07, it was originally put in 07, and it was put in for a specific purpose. It was put in for the Board of Education to build new schools for our county. That's why it was put in. It was put in with 3 public hearings where citizens of this county had an opportunity to voice their opinion on whether or not this money needed to go and what this money could be spent on. 3 public hearings. This was in 07. In 2015, they came back and they were allowed to refinance it. They wanted control of it at that point. And that's not the deal that the commission made with the citizens of this county. The deal was the commission held control of the bond issue. End of 10 years, it paid, 20 years, it was paid off and supposedly go away. Everybody knows the tax never goes away. But that was the deal that was made with the citizens of the county. I am a citizen of the county. That deal was made with me. I tried to see it through. James Kelly tried to see it through. Didn't work out that way. But they came to the commission and they got their vote. They got it put through. They filled the commission hall up with kids. And they're crying, "What about the kids?" And I've had some pretty good discussions, not with either one of these 2 board members. I've had some good discussions with other board members. And they want to tell me that you have to invest in the kids, and that's correct. You've got to invest in your school system. Every dime you spend is not necessarily an investment. If you waste money, it's not an investment. If it doesn't go to the best need, it's not an investment. Investments, yes, you make investments. A school system, to me, primary purpose is to educate. It's not a football team with a school attached to it. It's not basketball and baseball with a school attached to it. It's a school that has extracurricular activities, and they're attached to the school. To me, they're secondary. I don't see them coming first. Now, when this happened, all I tried to do was get this before the citizens of the county. I made the motion that we put it off. Well, Mr. Kelly made the motion that we postpone it till we could check into it and see what was going on better. Defeated. So it went on through. The next meeting, I made the motion that we get it on a ballot to where y'all had a chance to talk about it, to see what y'all wanted to do with your money. It's your money. It's not my money. It's your money. I tried to get it on a ballot where y'all could have a say in what happened to your money. It didn't work. It went right on through. So a tax was put in temporary for a specific purpose with 3 public hearings to be sure that the public had an input on where it went. But we turned it right around and we made it permanent without a single public hearing and without any one of you probably none of you even knew about it till after it happened.
Amen.
Most of the time, what goes on at the commission office is pretty vanilla. It's boring. It's monotonous. Your hands is tied to what you can do. There's nothing to do with. But this was one issue that we had opportunity to do what was right by the citizens. Maybe that's where the money needed to go. But y'all needed a chance to say something about it. Now, I've been eat up on Facebook about this. I've been told that I didn't care anything about our school system, that I don't have any ties to the community. My ties are back there sitting in their mama's laps. I'm tied to this community. I was not going to stand by idle and do nothing and let the future of our schools be wrecked. Don't know what they're going to do with the money. I do know that they've gone after 15. They're wanting to redo the bond, and they've got permission to redo the bond. The payoff on the old bond that would pay off in 07, the payoff on it today is $4,765,000 still owed on the old debt. They are wanting to borrow $15,890,000 on the new warrants to do something with. I don't know what. Y'all know what? To do something with. They tell me that they paid off the old bond. I said, you borrowed money to pay off the old bond. You didn't pay it off. You borrowed more money. Well, we paid it off. They got to pay this $4 million back, $4.7 million back. So that's going to leave them $11 million, basically, to do something with. Where's this money going to go? Is it going to go to replace the dilapidated high school from West Blockton that we're having a little bit of trouble with now? Who knows? But they're borrowing the money to spend it. If the money's already spent for the next 7 years now, when they borrow this other $11 million, it's going to be 20 years. 20 years from now, if this area grows, or any area in the county grows, anywhere, where's the money going to come from to build a school? The money that goes for that purpose is already going to be spent. Where are you going to get the money? Now, I'm not on the Board of Education. I'm a county commissioner. This was set up like it was supposed to be. It was set up the way that there was promised to the people of this county, and we have broke a promise to you. The county commission broke a promise to y'all, the citizens of the county. It don't matter who voted for it, who voted against it. It was broken. Your trust has been broken. It shouldn't have been. I just want to tell y'all that. Don't have opportunity to talk to a crowd much. I'm a sawmiller. I'm not a public speaker. You're going to see me, you're going to be at the sawmill most of the time. That's what I do. I don't see many of y'all at the sawmill. But I wanted to get that out there. Y'all were going to have to get involved. My kids did go to private school. And parents are involved at a private school. You know everything that goes on there because you have to do it. You're involved. Y'all get involved with your kids here at the school. If you don't, there's a good possibility the school system's future is going to be wrecked. Now, that's something that it was made my business because it was taken away from the county, from the county commission. That's what made this my business. I'm not a school board member. But you're going to have to get involved or your future is your kids. Schools could be tore up. I'm not opposed to sports. I had kids play on championship teams, and I loved it. I did. I loved it. Mikey, you know, everybody loves to see the kids do good. But that didn't come first when my kids were being educated. Education comes first. And that part has been taken away from the commission, so we have nothing to do with it any longer. That's the last info I'll get from it comes through our office. I won't know anything else about any of it. But that's it. Wanted to get that out there. The other things going on at the county commission is we're getting a new probate office. And again, this is kind of crazy, but we need a new probate office. The probate office is in about the same shape as the high school is at Blockton. It's pretty rough shape. And Stephanie has been on us for quite some time. And in the government, which doesn't make a lot of sense if you look at it sometimes. Once you reach a certain threshold of expenditures on a public building, then you have to get an architect involved in it. You get the architect involved, and then you have to bring every aspect of that building up to code for today's standards, everything. We need a roof and a makeover in your building.
Commissioner, I just want you to know, I didn't know you were going to bring this up, but when I left the office today, I left a little bit later than I planned to, because the roof is falling in on Tandy Frisco's brand new printer that the state required.
Y'all did move the trim printer, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, she didn't move it until I saw it. She wanted me to see it.
We need probate office need the roof.
But it's the tax assessor and the board of registrar too.
It is. It need the roof. We couldn't put a roof on it because it passed the expenditure level. We would have had to get an architect involved, and it was going to cost $1.5 million. Wasn't that it?
Mm-hmm.
To fix that building and bring it up to standard, we can build a new building. Tear that building down for 1.1. So that's what we're doing. Doesn't make sense, and y'all see a good sturdy building that needed roof get tore down, that's why. Not necessarily what we wanted to do, it's the way government works. Government is an inefficient entity. It's terrible. I've never been part of it until the last 8 years, and it has been an eye-opening experience, and it's not what you think it is. But we do the best we can do. Oh.
Hey, Chief, talk to me about the job right there.
About what?
The job.
Industrial development, which our administrator has a big part to do of coming in up here, and they have brought they together, and with the cities, have brought the Mercedes plants in here. Immediately, you're going to have extra traffic. You're going to have your roads tore up worse than they were, and it's going to be a pain immediately. Long term, this is going to be a good thing. There's going to be a couple thousand jobs total come into this area. You're not going to have to drive to Birmingham every day to go to work. There's going to be jobs for kids when they graduate from high school to go to work here. There'll be careers, not just jobs. They're coming in, and we'll get the benefit out of it. The payroll is going to get spent. If we can grow this area and get places to spend the money, restaurants, gas stations, furniture stores, whatever, if we can get places for them to live and get the money spent here, this is going to be a windfall for our county. It's going to take time. We get the bad before we get the good. We got to put up with the traffic, the trucks, everything else that goes along with it first, and the rest of it will come. But this will be a good thing for our county. This is what we need. If you get jobs come in, you get a little bit of money, and the sales tax come in to go with it, and we can get a decent things going on here. Little things like a Dollar General, the sales tax that it brings in, it's just unreal. Food land over there. Windfall. Certain things do good, and every time that a job comes in the area, it's going to be that much better for us. Like I say, though, we got to put up with the bad stuff first, but the rest of it will come.
Can I say something, Mr. Pizza, just for a second? I just want to clear up something. Mr. Moody and I didn't even know anything about that meeting. I found out it was late that afternoon. Shay Esmond, the principal at Woodstock, called me. There was another couple of minutes, and I had no idea about it. We tried to get a cord over to Morris, but he was out of town.
Yeah.
So
they weren't there.
They
were not there.
But
I've discussed on that with other, neither one of y'all.
Yeah,
and all I hear is about the kids. It's about the kids. It is about the kids. My fight was about the kids. It's not just because you spent the money, don't make it an investment. I keep hearing you got to invest in the kids. Okay, I'm with that. Why come we had to do it in a hurry? We had 7 years left to pay that off. What was we in a hurry to do it right then? I tell you what the hurry was to do it right then. They had the 3 votes they needed to get it done. Was the hurry that we had to do it right then. They had the 3 votes that they needed. There's 5 of us on there. There's 2 of us here tonight. I'm not talking ugly about neither one of us. But they had the 3 votes. We had one of the commissioners is a bus shop employee. One commissioner coaches part-time around there at the schoolhouse for different things. One commissioner has a wife and a daughter that teaches school. They had the votes they needed, and they pushed it through right then. They tell me they hadn't decided what they're going to do with the money. They're trying to borrow an extra $11 million, and they don't know what they're going to do with it. I don't believe that. Do y'all? They know how much how much money they need for something, and they're trying to borrow it. They're going to borrow it. They're going to issue warrants. They're going to borrow it. Don't be fooled. Every dime you spend is not an investment. Wasted money is not invested. I'll get off of this now. I'm going to be around here after this. Anybody got any questions, be happy to talk to them. If I don't know the answer, I'll find the answer. My phone is available anytime. Anybody wants me, call me. Several of you in here have. And that's perfectly fine. Don't mind it a bit. But I appreciate y'all listening to me.